You're about to meet and fall in love with Faye, who's 93 years old, born in 1920 in Leeds in the county of Yorkshire in the UK. She grew up dancing from the time she was 6 years old and danced all the way over to the United States, was married for over 40 years, still in love with the man she danced with and married. Let's have her tell you about her favorite music and her favorite dances.
I'm blessed with the ability to sing and keep a tune. And while I was going through school, that ability was very quickly recognized.
Did you like to listen to music then?
Oh, yeah. If I liked it, I loved it.
Listen to what Faye has to say when I play the Andrews Sisters' Tuxedo Junction.
How about the Andrews Sisters?
Oh, absolutely.
You're tapping your feet.
I think next to eating, I'd rather dance.
Where would you go to dances?
They did there what they don't do here. They have dance halls where they have deliberately programs scheduled. And there are two or three a week. And people just are crazy about it, of which I was one. I was so thrilled that they had this dancing that was available. I'd rather have gone there than eaten.
You'd rather do that than eating, huh?
Yeah, oh yes, anytime.
You would listen to music and get up and dance, or what would you do?
That's it, just enjoy dancing. Couldn't wait for that day to arrive. And there was another little girl, as little as I, maybe a little bit smaller, and we made a marvelous couple. You know, they used to hold dances in little towns where people would come and make a party out of holding a dance. And I took advantage of that to the extent that I could. Whenever there was a dance, you could bet you'd find me there.
You'd bet you would be there.
Absolutely.
Did you sing to the music?
Yes.
Here we come.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome.
The Andrews Sisters.
What grew light, and my whole world seemed new to me.
You're really the sassy that will miss you. Deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I rack my brain hoping to explain
all the things that you mean to me. By mere bliss to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. That's just one verse.
Now, think about that.
Huh?
That was 80 years ago.
How many?
80.
80?
Yes.
Good God, am I a doctor?
But you remember it so well.
I do. By mere bliss to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land.
Who would you be dancing with?
Anybody I was lucky enough to be in the dance hall with, and not who I would ask to dance, God forbid. It was a case of you had to be asked to dance. And then you had it made.
Ah, is that right?
Yep. It was the aim of every female to go dancing, and we did it on a regular basis, two or three evenings a week. And the dance hall was always filled. People there at that time were absolutely wild about dance music, and I was one. And God was good to me. When I married a guy who was a wonderful dancer.
Oh, what was his name?
Milton Breslow. I was so blessed that a guy like he, with his capability on the dance floor, came into my life. I was so crazy about dancing. If you'd awakened me in the middle of the night and said, come on, let's go.
You'd be out there dancing.
Johnny on the spot.
If your husband was here with you right now, would you get up and dance with him?
Yeah.
What kind of a dance would you do?
Ballroom dancing. Waltz, tango, foxtrot.
What would you say to him?
Come on, Milton, let's go.
Let me see if you remember this.
Would you like to swing on a star?
carry moonbeams all in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather, what the hell else?
You're dancing in your chair.
Yes. When I went to school, even just the regular daily school, the very first classroom, the children were 6 years old and they were taught to dance.
Even at 6 years old?
At 6 years old. I used to live for those days when we had the dance classes. And it was recognized when it came to picking somebody to demonstrate. Another little girl, even smaller than I, who was my partner. And the teacher would call the two names, and we would do exhibition dancing for just a few minutes, and then get to the regular class.
Now, what was your friend's name, the other small girl?
Millie Fraze. And we always danced together. She made a beeline for me and I for her. We were recognized and had been for quite a while. And the teacher, in her sleep, would call for us.
Will there always be dancing?
As far as I'm concerned, it's very important. I'd rather be wakened to dance than to eat.
I'm noticing that you're wearing a wedding ring.
I never took it off. My husband died quite a number of years ago, and I never took it off.
How much in love were you? Are you?
It wasn't possible to love him more, and it was reciprocal.
How long were you married?
40-some years.
Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely wonderful.
If you could see and talk to your husband today,
yes,
what would you say to him?
How did I manage to live without you? I mean it.
Faye feels that she was a paper doll to her husband, and when she hears that song by the Mills Brothers, she has to sing along with it. Listen to her version of it. It's great.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll
that I can call my own. A doll that other fellow cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with a flirty, flirty eyes, we'll have to flirt with dollies that are real.
When I come home at night,
she will be waiting. She'll be the cutest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl. I remember this.
Where does that take you? Where do you remember?
Oh, I was a teenager. I can't believe I lived all that kind of life. Where did all the time go?
It's been fun, though, hasn't it?
I'm glad I can remember.
Yes, you can, and you always will.
I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll.